days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Hey, look at this. Welcome along, folks. Yes, glory days and all that sort of carry on. But look, not just any run-of-the-mill kind of glory days.
No.
No, this is a very special glory days. If only we had sound effects.
Jim has finally made it to 100.
Yes, indeed. Now, I'm expecting a letter from the president and a few quid any second now. No, this is, believe it or not, the 100th episode of Glory Days, the PJ and Jim podcast.
Look at that, it's
incredible. And so as a result, we had to make it special, so we've invited a special guest. Well, actually, that's not strictly true. He barged his way in and said, come here, wait, let's tell you
come
this.
Come here, I want to do this. Let me on your podcast, you pair of shites. That's
well,
what he said.
The losing podcast as well.
The losing.
We are, this is what we prepped it last week.
That's true.
This week, by our 100th episode, we would be either award-winning podcast or we'd be 100 episodes of losing. Yeah. And losers we are.
We are. Just
second place.
Celebrate 100 episodes of a podcast that has never won anything, done anything.
So we do get a parchment with the word silver written on it.
Yeah, that's
but like, you know,
silver.
What I mean? Silver. God.
My God, first loser, PJ. Imagine, that's all that is.
And it was the most depressing category in the whole award.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyways, there was one good thing to come of it, though.
What?
I returned your suits yesterday to Louis.
Oh, yes.
Thanks again, Louis, for looking after
Thank
us.
Thank you so much, Louis Copeland, for giving us suits for the night.
And you know how we were admiring his wall of fame while we were there
The pictures of all the celebrities.
You know,
Didn't even make that. Did we lose
them? No. See, what I did is I took him a photo of you two in your suits in a frame.
Wow.
Oh.
You forced it on him.
So he has an A3 size photo of you lads on the red carpet in your suits. Now, whether it actually gets
on the wall is another thing.
I bet you there's a toilet in Louis Copeland now that's being adorned by our picture.
No, he'll put
or
us,
a bin.
He'll put us on the wall for confirmation season.
So let's see if it makes it.
He'll probably use that as a before and after kind of thing, you know. You don't want to look like this, so take my advice.
Yeah, this is what happens when you don't let us tailor the suits.
Anyway, so listen. So it is our 100th episode of this serial losing podcast. And we want to, Clint apparently has some feedback. So it's sort of like we decided we'd kind of look at it as, where are we going wrong? What do people actually think?
Let's see what people actually think of this podcast. 100
and
episodes
Clint
in.
Found reviews. Now, sadly, we didn't get to veto these.
No, it's probably best you didn't. But let's say it's very positive, right? So on Apple Podcasts, you can give you out of 5 stars, like my movie reviews. You've got 2 1-stars.
Oh, very good. Right, yeah. So how do they go down? What's the reviews on those?
No, but they haven't written anything. The people that don't like
one,
you.
1 star.
Yeah. 1 star, yeah.
Just, how many of them is there, 2?
Yes.
I bet that was Pat Kenny. He listened to one.
Yeah.
And he was there going, wow. The most insufferable nonsense ever heard.
Positive way, 77% gave you 5 stars.
77%?
Of all the reviews.
Wow.
Right?
That's very good.
Reviews that say things like, fucking brilliant.
Oh, I'm into that now. That's the type of review I like. That's how it goes on a poster.
Yeah, you know, but hang on a second. I mean, like,
that goes on a poster.
Does it have to be rude, though?
It's very abusive language. I mean,
it's abusive to our favour, though. You know what I mean?
And from Go On Monster. Interesting name.
Best
thing
you.
I've ever heard.
Best thing Go On Monster has ever heard.
Yeah.
And if I know one thing about life, Go On Monster is a good man.
Absolutely. You know? Go On Monster. Is there even a full stop between Go On Monster?
No, there's like a hyphen. G1. G-1. Go on, Monster.
Yeah, Go On Monster.
All right.
Go On Monster.
Yeah, I'm taking that as positive. Anyway, I don't care.
And what about Miss Kitty? She loves the show. Great banter.
There you go, thank you, Miss Kitty.
Miss Kitty is
actually my most tipped stripper when I visit the establishments.
Do you get the impression that Clint is leading us somewhere? It's like it's kind of like, and that's good, and then there's that, and then we're about to hit
the good stuff.
No. We're going to be remaining positive. Yeah. It's 100th.
So you're not going to read out like this. Simply the greatest bucket of shite I've ever had.
I'd rather stick pins in my willy than listen to those two
there
idiots.
There is one negative. We'll leave that till the end. Okay?
Oh, okay, great.
Just Darrow, though, he says, class show. And the boys' banter brightens up my day.
Brilliant.
Ah,
Darrow. Well said.
Another
well
5-star review there.
Yeah.
Darrow is Guan Monster's real name.
Now, I don't know whether this is positive or negative. It just says Scream from K-Anne.
Oh, that's normally a positive in Ireland. Yeah. If you know, someone says he's an absolute scream.
Oh, right.
It normally means it's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. As opposed to somebody who's like literally kind of who are pushing over the edge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. If it's an SOS, like, if, you know, if you get that in Morse code, it's probably bad. But saying it's a scream.
Take that.
This one goes on a bit. Connie Lee. She says, I really enjoy this podcast. Very funny and always enjoyable. Thanks for putting it on iTunes. So much easier to keep up with the show. I hope it's updated every day. Great job. Keep it up. Thumbs up.
Well,
wow. Yeah. She's quite the author.
Bad news when you run out because it actually never was updated every day.
So how do you feel about doing it daily now?
I'd rather eat a bucket of... What was that they said? Pour a bucket of salad.
Tarama salata.
Come on, Connie wants a daily podcast.
I know, but as much as I'd like to please Connie, you know, I have to be giving Miss Kitty tips, so I don't have the time.
Come here, listen. Do we do anything on the daily basis? We do the show, I suppose.
Yes, you do.
There is that.
We do the show.
You could always listen to the show.
On the daily, yeah.
You know what I mean? I suppose if that's any help.
And the last one is an Instagram review.
Oh, great.
So Julie's very into the show. She loves the podcast.
Thank you, Julie.
But she hates this background music. She can't stand it. And when the ads come on, I mean, we love Insure My Van, of course.
Yeah.
But the Insure My Van ad is a little bit too
much. Do
we have ads?
Of course we have ads.
Holy God. Yeah. So somebody's getting paid for this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not you, but someone.
We don't get paid for it. We're here anyway. We're made to it. We're cleaning the jacks and all later today.
So we have to adjust our levels.
This is the man that can't even afford a trolley token here.
Wait. You know what I mean? I had to get a hole drilled in the euro last week so I could get a trolley token out. You know,
I'd say all your money has holes drilled in it so nobody can take it off you.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll keep that in a chain.
Just before they close the till, I press a button and it comes back into my pocket.
Wow.
Yeah. So happy 100th.
So what do we do
happy
with
it? 100.
Are we changing the music?
Well, we'll just adjust the levels, will you, Jim?
Suggestions. Musical suggestions for the back.
For what you'd like in the background, yeah. It should be different from each one of us talks, I think. So when Jim talks, it should be like, you know, like 70s slick kind of music, you know, bushy tash and socks and no pants music. You know. That sort of music.
Bushy tash. Socks. Pants.
Yeah, remember when you seen the Bluey and you were young for the music? That'd be like good for you. Whereas when
you're right. I should have the music from Shaft.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas your what?
Yeah, that's it. Who's the man you know presses the buttons and has all the jokes on the daily? Jim! You're damn right.
And your version would be?
I take a little bit of, you know, like sort of like more up-to-date hip-hop sort of stuff. You know what I mean?
What?
Jazzy pants.
Hang a second.
You know.
The man who thinks Baltimore is when music peaked, for God's sake. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm down with the kids, yo. I'll even start talking like that now. You know, we'll make it more relevant to a younger audience.
Yeah.
Yo, kids, welcome to the show.
I think if it was more in line with our speech patterns, right?
Yeah.
Mine would obviously be kind of like classical music, probably.
And
yours would definitely be jazz. Just completely random selection.
Staccato,
just thrown together in no particular order.
Yeah, yeah. Fart is just... farts are jazz, aren't they? You know.
But if you wanted a musical representation of your sort of like, you know, your monologue, it would be a jazz solo.
I suppose unpredictable and drones on forever. Just
that
drones
could be another
on
review
forever.
For the podcast.
Yeah, unpredictable and drones on. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
Signed, disappointed in North Strand.
Yeah. Oh my God. I hate to admit that you're actually very right. That is a pretty good description of what the music should be on.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. You're right as well. Classical music, you know, stuff from what time for gosh, you know, that, you know, like, still, like, you know, when Jim talks, the Flight of the Bumblebee should be on. Or
because that's what I sound like to PJ. In fact, actually, that's what everything sounds like to PJ. Because it's tinnitus is in one ear. So when I'm speaking, all he hears is... That is absolutely extraordinary, disgraceful, but quite accurate as well.
Oh, jeez.
That's very kind of you, too.
Well, there's some improvements to be made. I mean,
by the way, what was the bad one?
That was the bad one. The ads being too loud.
Oh, yeah. I'll take that. That's not a huge criticism.
Yeah,
you know, like,
that's not bad.
That's like saying, I love your sausages, but the package does me head in. Like, it doesn't matter. The sausage, the ingredient, the pork, you know, the meat, the freshness of
only,
the...
Only you could make that the, statement you know, sound the mildly dirty.
Freshness of the innards.
I love your sausage, but your packaging is...
Yeah, but your packaging like, lets me down, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, as we look forward, like, so we've made 100. I would like this to be the moment that you set the standards for the next 100.
For 200, so...
Yeah, try and win something, will you?
I'm trying desperately to win
here
awards.
Here we are as also Rans, and you're, I mean, come on.
I'm trying desperately to win awards. Well, we've become Brighton and Albion. We're right up at the top fighting, and nobody sees us as a big club.
Although we are in with a shout of another one.
There is the
official actual podcast awards.
That's true. We won't win that. No.
Why won't we win that?
Isn't that a public vote thing?
No, it's not. It's been judged. But the problem is, he is right. You're in the interview category. It's when you interviewed PJ.
Oh, that, we might win that then. Jim's a very good interviewer.
Thank you for noticing
and,
that.
And let's be honest, he got the most out of a very difficult person to talk to.
Who was that now?
Me.
Oh, right.
He got the most out of that.
I like Clint's faith in it. No, we won't win. That's your Jim.
It's interviewers.
I meant, like, as the record goes.
There's proper people who know what they're doing out there interviewing
what
people.
About, Jesus.
Well, it's not about Jim there. He doesn't even know how to put his jumper on, for God's sake, that man.
If he couldn't do it right if he interviewed a fella he knew.
I just think we all need a little bit of help.
I should have started that interview with going, and your name?
Yeah, and your name is?
And what are you famous for?
I'll turn to the camera and tell them your name.
I think we should get after that now, after finding out how wonderful we all are, I think we should get some best bits. What do you reckon?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Okay. It was a good week, actually, wasn't it?
It was a good week on the show. We had one day in particular that was a great laugh.
We had good fun. Bizarrely, it started with them with emergency phone calls, strangely enough, to 999.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not ruining the whole story to say that not all 999 calls are indeed emergencies, even though they should be.
They don't all deserve to be 999 calls, but some of them are like genuinely what in the anyway.
Yeah.
So you check that out. Also, we were doing our bit for culture. We were discussing museums. Not necessarily the one with, you know, historic artworks and artifacts.
All I'm saying is just wait till you hear what they're displaying in China. Just wait till you hear it.
And then, also, there was a story broke during the week about the great Liam Gallagher, right? And how he was doing the voice of trams in Manchester.
Yeah, he's the celebrity 8-day voice of Manchester transport. Yeah.
And so we started mentioning it, but my God,
did we have fun from there on, yeah.
It took a turn. I'm looking forward to hearing that again myself. And then also, of course, at one stage during the week, PJ, as is his wont, he is a bon vivant. He is a man who lives the high life. He's a well-known, wealthy celebrity. And he was being wined and dined by one of his many kind of like underlings
my
or
agents,
whatever.
My agents.
Yeah, one of his many underlings with fine food and wine. And it did lead us to actually an interesting story relating to wine.
It did indeed, yeah, yeah. And it's all wait until you see the wide variety of knowledge we both displayed on this subject.
Yeah, that tells you everything you need to know. Yeah. Right, have a listen. We'll chat to you in just a couple of minutes.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
The one time that you really do need a bit of clear communication and a bit of concise communication because you need to just get to the point.
Yeah.
Is in any sort of emergency scenario.
And if you ring 999, you're expecting not to do any of these things. You know, it's straight to the point and...
That would be a hell of a 999 call. Quintessentially, in fairness, you know yourself.
Yeah,
to be honest,
this is such a disaster. It's totally a disaster. And actually, you're not going to believe it if I tell you. Like he was just like he was like walking down. Like
now,
and
in fairness, it was
anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But look, you know yourself. Anyway, moving.
Who's hurt? Your man. You know your man. Somebody called 999 last week, right? To say that a cat was following him home from the pub and he was very nervous. So the police have said, listen, please do not call us for reasons like this. They said, like, a cat following you is not an emergency. When they said that to him on the phone, he says, but this is the second time it's happened, he said. So
we are talking about a domestic pet cat.
We are talking about...
He wasn't being followed by a...
A panther or a tiger or any such thing. Just
wanted
cat.
To be clear.
So the police are now asking us to please be careful and to use the calls. Call by all means if you need to, but please make sure it's an emergency. And they've listed the
What's the second time?
I know, it's the second time the cat followed him home. It's ridiculous, though. They said somebody called last year or earlier on this year because their ma had diarrhea. And like they're saying that this is, again, as bad as that is, it's not.
Is it technically a medical emergency?
Yeah, but it's not even an ambulance emergency.
If it's really bad, it could lead to dehydration. And
right, okay, right. They gave us a list of, right, they gave us a list of 10 calls that happened last year. Let's see you justify some of these.
Okay.
One woman said she bought a cold kebab and she rang 999, she says, because they wouldn't replace it. She says, I'm here now in the kebab shop and they won't replace it.
So it was a crime. What service do you require?
Police.
Police, please.
Yeah, guards. It's freezing. Absolutely freezing.
Okay. You know? Stretching it, I'll grant you.
Yeah. Another caller rang and says, unfortunately, it's not their fault. They're late to get into the airport. And is there any chance the guards could give them a lift? Says it was beyond their help, you know.
They wanted the guards as a taxi service, effectively.
Yeah, yeah.
A fast taxi service, obviously.
Another woman paid a fiver for a balloon off a clown in the shop. And then she saw another clown outside who was selling them for £4. And she rang the guards to say she was ripped off.
Yeah.
You know.
Trading standards.
Like, it's absolutely mad, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
And a fella
Although, she was ripped off.
A fella put his 50 pence into a laundrette, you know. You know the machines in the laundrette?
Right.
And it didn't work and it swallowed us 50p. So he phoned the police and
said... There's a lot of crime ones, isn't
there?
Oh,
yeah, it's mostly crime. Yeah, it's mostly
crime.
People
feeling they've been hard done by and expecting the long arm of the law to get them out of trouble.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And well, remember the one we did before where a woman went home, she got a jacket and she put on a jacket that was too small for her and she couldn't get out of the jacket, so she called the fire brigade to come around. And help her take the jacket off. She says, I can't take it off. I can't go to bed or anything. I'm stuck in a jacket.
It's an amazing thing for your mind to go to, isn't it?
You really think of ringing
a friend, someone in your family, a neighbour, knocking in next door saying, this is ridiculous, I know, but you wouldn't give us a hand with this. You ring 999.
999. Look at this one. There's someone who phoned 999. This is, what service do you require to win? I don't know. They were like, well, what do you mean you don't know? It's just, I'm starving. And I have no idea where to get a sandwich now. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. So whoever can help me with that, that would be great. Yeah.
That's probably medical. I'll put you through now.
Yeah, I'll put you through to the ambulance. You know?
We'll send a lad out with a drip.
And then there was the one that rang 999 and they says, yeah, hello. And he goes, were you looking for me? They were like, what are you talking about? He goes, yeah, I had a missed call on my phone. I didn't know.
From 999?
No, he said a missed call from a private number, says he didn't know who it was from and I thought it might have been an emergency.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
The world's first, I don't even know if you're allowed to say the word.
It's kind of like...
The world, yeah, the world's only... It's in London. The Lady Parts Museum is opening. It's reopening, actually, thanks to a crowdfunding appeal.
That's not the ideal phrase.
Not really. But it is reopening after a successful crowdfunding appeal. Originally, it was opened in 2019 and then COVID had it closed. It's the only museum in the world dedicated to vaginas and vulvas and... gynecological anatomy. It's in Bethnal Green.
Do you have to use the term museum, I wonder?
I suppose you do because it's curated with sort of historical artifacts and things.
Yeah.
And I mean, it does make you wonder.
As opposed to an exhibition or whatever other.
Like, there's a Willy Museum in Iceland. That's been there for ages, you know.
The Willy one?
That's been in Iceland. The Phallological. That's a very hard word to say. The Phallological Museum, which is dedicated to all things Willys of the world. You know, it's probably the only museum in the world, it says on its website, to contain a collection of phallic specimens. There's no...
Hang on a second. You said you once went to a Willy Museum in...
I did, yeah. I went to one in Amsterdam, so it's not true. So there is another one, yeah. So there's one in Amsterdam.
Was yours technically a museum, though, the one you went to in Amsterdam?
And so it was. Everything was on sale for about 25 quid.
Definitely wasn't a shop or anything. No, you were in Amsterdam. Definitely was a museum, yeah? Yeah, just one check.
Definitely a museum, yeah. But it does make you wonder, like, you know, some of the less adventurous museums that are out there. There's the Butter Museum is in Ireland, of course. You know that one?
Do we
have a Butter Museum? Very popular among locals, apparently.
Why would you want to go and see Old Butter?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you get it. So probably like Guinness, you know, you see how it's all done and there's all the artifacts and then there'll be an L one doing it the old-fashioned way, and then there'll be an L cow. You might meet an L cow. And then you go and you spread it on your toast at the end and you all celebrate. Sounds like a bit of crack.
So, when you're talking about the Butter Museum, right, compared to, say, for example, we were talking about the Guinness Storehouse earlier on.
Yeah.
Or you do, like, the Jemison Distillery tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever. Like, are they classified as kind of museums
of sorts? I guess they would be, I suppose, yeah. They're good. They're exciting. Like, maybe not quite as exciting as the British Lawnmower Museum. It sounds like a powerhouse of a place to visit.
Hey, you know, that sounds like it could be right up my street.
Yeah, they've even got a royal lawnmower that used to belong to Prince Charles there.
His own lawnmower,
yeah, embossed with the logo. And then a fully functional lawnmower that's less than 5 centimetres high. I mean, I just can't. I'm booking my tickets already. Let's get this thing.
See, again, I suppose.
And then there's weird ones that you wonder what's in them. Like, there's the Museum of Broken Relationships is in Croatia. Broken Relationships? Yeah.
That's absolutely brilliant.
Dedicated to failed love. Its exhibits include personal objects left over from former lovers. Contains photographs, just letters, messages, and...
Just loads of bric-a-brac of kind of love letters and... The Museum of Broken Relationships.
How sad... You're there going, this holiday is far too much crack in Croatia, you'd be thinking. I've enjoyed myself so much. Is there anything that could bring me down a peg or two? Yes, the broken relationships.
That'd be mad. So there could be like wedding dresses from people who've been left at the altar or...
Yeah, yeah, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. And just things, just letters left like, I'm leaving you for your sister. It's been going on for years. Years, I say. You know... mad old stuff.
That is a mad one.
And then there's the International Toilet Museum in New Delhi, which would be a bit of crack.
Did we I'd come across that before, the Toilet Museum?
I think we might have. There's the Tap Water Museum in China. Seriously, full of sinks, man. That's a room full of sinks. Tap Water
Museum.
A museum
dedicated to tap water.
Tap water, yeah. How dull do you have to be a tap water enthusiast?
Yeah. What could possibly be in it? Old pumps or things?
Let me tell you what's in it. Real objects, it says. Literally. It literally says real objects. It says dedication to the ins and outs of tap water. This museum includes 130 real objects. That's what it says. Not just water. Would you like to see real objects? Come to our museum. You won't believe the things we have.
Wow, the ins and outs of
no
tap
water. No description of anything, just real objects. And don't be afraid to quench your thirst after the visit. What a night out.
Oh my God. Yeah. Glass of water?
Yeah, water, please. Your finest stuff. One from those real objects.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Liam Gallagher is now the voice of trams in Manchester.
Brilliant.
Which is brilliant. Liam Gallagher. So Liam Gallagher from Oasis, he's announcing all the stops and... Everything that a tram would say to you, he's saying it.
Everything that a tram would say.
Yeah, everything. Yeah, yeah. Doors opening.
Yeah.
Doors closing. You know, get on here, get off there. At Witchery Guns Trends or whatever.
Can you do a Liam Gallagher? Can you do a Liam Gallagher?
I can't.
What's a Manchester one? Oh. Manchester's like a...
I can't do it.
Kid.
Kid. No, that's
you
Liverpool.
See, that's
I can't do it.
I always drift into Scouse.
I only have Scouse and Cockney. And even they're not good. And I've got this one. We'll do that one. So that's Liam Gallagher and he's going, welcome to Scotch on Trent. Please enter. Mind your bags.
Yeah.
Don't watch out for pickpockets.
I can't believe we can't get a match. There must be something we can reference as a Manchester one.
I can't think of it. I can't do it.
What about Bez from the Happy Mondays?
All right. No, I can't do it.
That wasn't bad.
All right. Welcome to Manchester.
Heading to Salford. Going to Salford.
Heading to Salford. Watch your bags, pickpockets all over the gaff.
Yeah, for the benefit I actually had to start doing that weird walk.
He's doing the Bez walk, you know, the hands in the air. He's doing the walk.
I had to encapsulate the character. And then I suddenly saw Emily looking at me going, what is wrong with Jim?
Jim's getting into character. He's walking under Lewis in Manchester style.
Heading to Salford, all right. You're twisting me melon, man.
Please don't be eating crisps on the train.
That would be good.
So that's it. I think it's great. We should do it in Dublin. We need to get famous Dublin people to do the Lewis and the buses and all of that, you know?
I don't know why Dan has just appointed himself.
Dan,
Dan's
imagine
literally
Dan.
Gone, hello, I'm right here. Oh, that's his dream.
It's Dan's dream.
Oh my, that is so Dan.
Of course it is.
It is. What's your ultimate dream? If you could have anything in the world, Dan, what would it be? I'd like to be the voice of Lewis.
Yeah, no, because he'd be like, he'd love to be the voice of the bus, wouldn't he? Thankfully, we are delayed in traffic by 3 hours in the pouring rain.
Exactly. As you alight, you will be walking out into a full-blown thunderstorm.
Unfortunately for the day, the thing is we've banned umbrellas because we want to see you get wet.
Yeah, exactly.
Shower of miserable work rats.
Hopefully you'll stand off into a puddle.
But can prams please push through the puddle before they get on?
You should get Jake. Jake Stevens.
Oh, there you go.
Jake
now you're talking.
Yeah. Next stop is... literally no information.
No information
Next
at
stop
all.
Is...
How you doing? We're now reaching the terminus of where you'll be going to. Get on in. Close the doors yourself. I know, it's a great idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, even, I don't know who you'd have. Like, Christy Dignam would have been brilliant. Fantastic one to get.
The thing now is, like, over here, you probably end up with your mate McGregor, maybe, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Get on in, Lewis, I'm back to you. Anyone like
Joe Duffy be good. Do you get a bit of Joe Duffy?
Joe Duffy.
We're going to Clontarf. Yeah, Clontarf. Fairview. Fairview, indeed.
And are you really, are you in pain when you're waiting in the traffic? Are you in pain? Does the traffic get really, does it really upset you?
What are you going to, what are you going to Clontarf for?
What are you doing there? You don't look like you live in Clontarf. You don't mind me saying.
Pat, you could do your Pat.
Pat Kelly would be great. Brilliant, yeah.
Welcome to
Hove. Yeah, we're now in Dorky. Wow. This is amazing. Yeah. If you look to your left, you'll see a house you could never afford.
Yeah. Keep an eye out for the Badgers.
This is a, looking to your left, there's where there was going to be a nursery home. But I said no.
Somebody think of the Badgers.
Yeah, the Badger. Well, it's a Badger set as we move towards the sea. It's absolutely brilliant. We have to do it.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Who's in charge of transport?
Yeah.
Somebody, come on.
There's someone saying Nidge to do it. Or Christy Moore doing the Lewis. Imagine that.
Yeah, yeah.
Here you go.
Whoa. No. Whatever about Christy Moore, brilliant as he is, you'd have to get Damien Dempsey to do it.
Damien Dempsey. Yeah, yeah.
You're coming to the middle of the town in the... Look to the left and you're going to see the zoo.
We're leaving the historical O'Connell Street where Irish blood was spilt for our freedom.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
On the subject of celebrity voices for announcements on public transport or whatever, I'm not sure whose voice you were doing at the time. But somebody said you sound like Fred Elliott.
Yeah, Fred Elliott. I don't know. It must have been one of my terrible English accents.
Fred Elliott was your man from Coronation Street, wasn't he?
The big lad,
he was kind of like a Foghorn Leghorn type character.
Well, I guess. I can't do it now. I've wrecked this.
It was a real sort of... Who were you doing? It must have been your Bo Selecta voice, wasn't it?
I can't remember, yeah.
Your Bo Selecta voice was meant to be whatever. Is that what it was? It was his Manchester one.
Yeah.
Mind you... Somebody, when you were doing your Manchester one, somebody says PJ's Bez sounds like Jimmy Savile.
That's terrible, isn't it?
That's not a good
look.
Not
a great reference at all now.
That's not a good look.
Someone else said Katie Taylor should do it. Katie Taylor would be brilliant doing the announcements, wouldn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to the day, Jim Bray. We're going through Shank Hill. Thanks be to God.
Please God, we'll make it.
Can we all say thanks to the driver, but most of all, Jesus, for the price of diesel?
Somebody mentioned...
Please get off and down. It's the last stop. Well, of course, heaven is really the last stop. But this is the last stop for the bus. Thank you.
Anyway, somebody suggested Nidge. Actually, this is a good one. Somebody was saying, like, for the non-dubs, you'd have to get in, you know, like a, you know, a Michael Healy Ray or something. Or a,
Michael Healy
Ray. Or Doughy. What's his name? Doughy.
Doughy O'Shea?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great, yeah.
Oh, welcome to Dublin. Are you on the top deck of the bus? 'Tis like a roller coaster up there. Oh, yeah. Let's go through the city.
Unbelievable.
As you can see, the young people with their not goose jackets, we must be in Ballymock.
Yeah. Somebody else was saying... Desmond is saying if you got Robbie Keane, he'd have to do as kind of like, it's always been my dream to be in Lewis and
it's always been.
he's had more dreams, that boy.
Yeah,
he?
he's been his dream
to be everywhere.
Sure is a dreamer, isn't he?
Colin Farrell, somebody suggested. Daniel, see, that's the other thing, the Daniel Day Lewis.
So you'd be waiting all day to find out where you were.
Welcome to the bus. We are almost at Connolly Station.
Colomini, somebody said, be the man for it.
Colomini be the right job now. He just
every time there's something coming. Red alert! Yeah. Red alert!
Red alert!
It's a Lewisford.
Oh yeah.
Man.
Oh, this is a great game. I love it. Yeah. I still think you hit the nail on the head with Damien Dempsey, though.
Nobody
is better for it.
I don't know. Somebody's giving Ronan Keating a shout. That would be kind of interesting.
You wouldn't know where you were.
Welcome to Dundermouth. My next stop is Knock Knock.
Where?
Next stop is Knock Knock.
And then what?
Sneep Point.
Where are we going? Where's Sneep Night? Yeah, I don't know what he says.
You're right.
Where does this one go to?
It goes to Bwang.
Where? Bwang? What's Bwang?
We're in the roller coaster. There's a roller coaster in Bwang.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. I was mentioning the fact that that PJ was out gallivanting last night, you know, enjoying the, as he's entitled to do, enjoying the fruits of being a, you know, a vast, wealthy celebrity. Generally regarded as like a, you know, whatever.
Wealthy celebrity.
The celebrity life brings with it, you know. There's no such thing as a free lunch, except when you're a big celebrity.
If you only knew why I was selling everything.
Anyway, so he was out and he was enjoying beautiful Italian food at Rosa Madre.
Rosa Madre is the place, honest
to
God.
You even indulged in, which you're not normally a wine drinker.
Never drink wine. Don't know anything about wine.
You decided to indulge.
Alcoholic Ribena.
Always drink responsibly, of course.
I'm a total wine philistine, a nonsense person. And then, of course, they offered it, though. I was like, yeah, I'll have a glass of that.
What did you say? Free? Yes, yeah, I'll take it.
I'll have a bottle of the free stuff, please. And it was delicious.
And it turns out that you couldn't have picked a better time, because there's stories in the papers today, right?
Look at this, yes.
That if you are anyway into your wine.
If you're into your wine, lucky days. I know the world burning and climate change isn't good for most things, but apparently the world burning and climate change is brilliant for the taste and flavour of wine.
Wow.
So, you know, for instance, the summer we just had, in the Bordeaux wine region. And
yeah, certainly not the summer we just had.
No.
For sure.
The summer, yeah, exactly. We had a long, wet, of our, like, you know, whatever we had. Wet blanket is what I was trying to say.
Of course it was.
Of a summer. Whereas, Europe was on fire practically.
Literally,
but the rain
in some
levels
instances
were the same. So they got really high temperatures, but lots of rain as well. And it's brilliant for wine production. And not only is it making wine production, like, they're getting lots and lots of grapes, which helps bring the price down a little bit, maybe. Well, over here, they just tax you to be jazz. But there, it means the flavours are stronger and better and they come through more. So, as the world burns, drink, my merry friends. Because it's making wine taste better.
That's incredible.
It's ideal situations to make bottles of wine. So, if you're a particularly French wine, so if you're a Merlot or a Bordeaux or a Caco Rouge lover, now is the time.
That last one he may have made up. I don't know.
Caco Rouge. You've never had a Caco Rouge, Jim? What is wrong with you? You've never had a
Philistine.
Cackle.
Yes. I suppose you're still on the blue nun.
Yeah, look at you over there with your screw cap.
Yes, a bottle of Black Tower is about the height of your...
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. So if you're into those, it's never been better. And it goes hand in hand with another piece of research that they say when people who like a regular bottle of Merlot or Bordeaux or Kekuvu, then normally they would have that. But if you're entertaining, if guests are coming to your house, you tend to spend about 25% more on a bottle.
Ah, yeah, of course
you do. To entertain, you know, to show it's off.
Sure, for exactly the same reason that you clean the place. You know what I mean? Like, you want them coming in thinking good things about you. And you know what I mean? All that. You don't want them calling back saying, God almighty, that vinegar they gave us with the dinner.
Yeah,
gross,
that's
wasn't
true.
It? So you do kind of, you always do that. That's a bit of showing off, isn't it? As though you kind of, oh no, this old bottle of Dom Perignon.
Yeah, this old, oh,
we generally just have that of an evening. Normally at the weekends we'd break out the good stuff. But
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, normally at the weekends, well, but this we'd break out the cacouvou at the weekends. But this old plonk, really, like it.
Yeah, I don't know, but I can't remember, 150 a bottle or something. That's nothing too special, really.
150, I mean, this is the good stuff. This costs 30 euros.
You, see, the other side of that as well is, you know, most people have, if you have any wine in your house at all, right? If you're a wine drinker or whatever, if you're into it, obviously responsibly, you know, you'll have your bottle that you have, whatever it is. You might have a glass of an evening or something. And then you'll have maybe a bottle and you'll think, well, that's for special occasions.
That's the good stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
My problem is no occasion
is ever special enough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
never.
You'd be doing something and Yvonne will say, open the Chateau Neuf de Pape or whatever it is. And you go, well, yeah, no, but no, that's for special occasion. Yeah, but it's Christmas Day.
And you'd be like,
a special occasion.
And you're like, no, that's for a special. I'm not opening up the bottle of Fromage Frais because it's Christmas. You know, I'm not doing that.
Like,
I'm going to wait.
Well, when are you going to drink? Well, like a special occasion. Well, what's going to be more special?
What? And you're like
it's your birthday or whatever. No, something really important.
No, something like something more enjoyable. Like Jim's funeral. We'll open up the cacovon.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
There we go, another one in the bag, the 100th one in the bag,
100,
PJ. And they said it wouldn't last.
They said it wouldn't last. I think we should celebrate with a nice bottle of wine.
They literally did say it wouldn't last.
Yeah, they did.
Who's on the show? PJ Gallagher and your man Jim McCabe. Oh, that won't last.
Yeah, they're never going
to... I'll tell you.
They're never going to pull that off.
I'll tell you, that's
certainly won't win any awards anyway.
And lastly, lads, I think we should apologise. Because I've also noticed something about the podcast, on Apple, on the podcast.
Oh, yeah?
It says we are clean. The lyrics, the words in our podcast are clean.
Who in their right mind?
So who's stuffed up
when
there?
When have you ever said anything without swearing on
a
podcast?
Who did the censorship? Roy Chubby Brown must have done the censorship on that.
I mean, yeah. You could barely get the name of the podcast out without swearing. I mean,
that's unbelievable.
Clean.
Well, I tell you, that warrants a celebration. I think two fucking bottles of wine to finish off this week and to celebrate our 100th podcast. Whoa, shove that up your bollocks if you think this isn't going to last. Go on out with that.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.